Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by David Paul. Dr. David Paul is Managing Director at Vectorvest. How are you today, David?
I'm great, Zach. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Right. Just in those quiet, cold February evenings, I've been looking at the Vectorvest app on my phone, as one does, rather than going out for Valentine's Day. And it's been quite insightful, I have to say. It really does. If you're already looking at the market, It sort of filters out, gives you just a fewer choices, so you don't sort of have 100 different things to buy in a rising market. So very, very interesting. But we'll see some of the contenders that you brought with you today yourself. The market as a whole, rising wedge formation. Is it bearish though?
Well, yes. I think that the market's been very strong, and it is rising at the moment in that rising wedge formation. Get a little bit to go yet before it moves to the top of that rising wedge. Now, the target from the rising wedge is in fact a very, if the rising wedge works, and they tend to work 70% of the time, if the rising wedge works, it's actually predicting quite a small pullback. And I think that we could quite easily have a pullback going into March, April. I wouldn't be at all surprised for this run to run right through into the old sell in May and go away type of environment. If, as we discussed before we came on air, the rising wedge fails, then this market will go up the page really, really, really with an awful lot of gusto. I'm very bullish at the moment. I think that there are many, many long-term cycles that have bottomed out in markets, which are beyond the remit of our discussion here. But I'm very bullish at the moment. I think we're living quite a special time, and I wouldn't be at all surprised to see a very, very strong market over the next 18 months to 2 years.
So as Mr. Trump would say, it could be huge.
It could be absolutely enormous. The market's waiting on his tax ramifications. They're also waiting on this $1 trillion of infrastructural spend. But apart from any of the personalities, the technical feel of the market's incredibly strong. Maybe driven by Mr. Trump, but nevertheless, I'm very bullish at the moment. Earnings are good. Our market climate of the US market on Vectorvest is saying that we're in a solid bull market based on earnings growth. And that's a part of the Vectorvest model, market climate, long-term market timing model based on earnings of the S&P 500 companies.
Okay, let's move along to the next slide.
And that's the American market. I keep the UK market with a white background and the American market with a black background, so I don't get confused.
No message there. No message. All right.
And it's also rising in that rising wedge formation. The red and the green signals are our buy and sell signals during the course of the last year. Again, I think that we're going to see a slight pullback in that market, but I'm actually very bullish of that market, indeed both markets. And on the next slide, we can see our proprietary indicators. The red one, which you can just about see, is our market timing indicator, and the blue one at the bottom is in fact the buy-sell ratio. And I found that these in fact mark investor cycle lows beautifully. And when the MTI, the red one, gets down to about 0.6, it's oversold. And when the buy-sell ratio gets right down to about 0.25, in other words, very few companies rising in relation to the companies that are falling, when those two conditions happen at once, it marks a very strong emotional extreme. And when the market turns, it tends to run out of those. And that happened twice in the last year. It happened in February. And it happened just at the election in November. Even if you're a very passive investor with trackers, if you were to actually wait and load up on your tracker when you get one of those signals two or three times a year, then you'd be well ahead of the market.
So good information there. Okay, next we have the stocks in question here. And the first one is Costain.
Well, Costain has a five-year chart. Trend up the page. I've drawn a trend line up the page. The green line above the price is our Vectorvest valuation, and we're significantly below our Vectorvest valuation. I found, Zach, that if I have the discipline to only trade in shares that are 20% less than the Vectorvest valuation, then that pushes my hit rate up consistently. It's one of the things I built into my scanning model that I actually presented the last time I was on here. Anybody wants to have a look at it, it's at the VectorVest blog, my blog on VectorVest. Down below, we've got earnings per share growth. And a trend is just broken out of that little pennant. It's broken up through a 13-week high. And it looks to me as if it wants to go an awful lot higher.
Right, so good infrastructure play if you...
I think so, yes.
Fashionable at the moment.
Very fashionable at the moment, yeah.
Okay.
Next share is Robert Walters, recruitment in the city, getting stronger by the day, I believe. Market came down, exhausted, right down into the lows of Brexit when the world was going to stop. Since that, it's made a rising bottom. And within that little rising bottom over the last, 6 months, we have a beautiful, if you blow it up onto the daily chart, we have a beautiful cup and handle pattern. And it's just broken up out of that cup and handle pattern over the last day or two. And I think that that wants to go considerably higher.
Yeah, the higher high and the higher low after the bear trap below 300 pence, which was nasty to say the least.
Wasn't it? Yeah, beautifully put that I think it's going higher, assuming the general market can keep going. So it looks good to me. Earnings per share going the right way. And that looks like a solid contender.
Okay, next on the list.
Mondi, again, broken up, a nice big, a little bit of imagination. You can see the cup and handle pattern there. Broken out of that, moving up quite strongly. Undervalued, growing earnings per share, and a very strong trend in that market. I haven't drawn in the trend line, but a little bit of imagination. You can see that long-term trend line up the page. Looks very good to me.
Okay.
At VectorVest, we had a really good run in 2010, 2011, 2012 in construction shares. Those shares, of course, got a bit of a hiding come to Brexit, but all of them are, in fact, pushing northwards again. I looked at Galliford Try, did pretty well in Galliford Try a couple of years back, and Galliford Try broken through that neckline, and I bought it as it broke through that neckline at about 14, and it's pushing up quite strongly now. I think it's still got a long way to go, and if you use the construction from the head and shoulders reversal, you can actually plot a target, and for once, the technical target and the fundamental target are one and the same, which must be a first.
For £20.
Yeah, so that looked quite strong to me. So four contenders. I'm fully invested myself. I've got to put my glasses on to see what I'm invested in. Sophion's had a cracking run. 3i has done nothing, waiting for a trading statement. Yeah. JD Sports has done what it likes to do, break new highs. Yeah. Hastings, I'm still very gung-ho on Hastings. Carnival has crapped up the page. It's up 7%. Galliford Try is going well. Hill & Smith is flat, although it's had a good year. Cranswick is flat. Trifast's up 50%. And AbbDynamics has had a cracking few days. I'm a little wary. If the sentiment were to turn down from those wedges, then some of those small caps can be very difficult to exit. Although I am feeling very bullish about this market, and I think that any pullback will be a relatively modest affair.
What would be your stock of the day of the names you've mentioned?
I think the infrastructure will play Coste. I think that has got a very long and prosperous future in front of it over the next couple of years. Infrastructural spend moves up. Whether you like Mr. Trump or whether you don't like him, you have to admit that he's done what he said he was going to do so far. I would have thought that he's going to spend that $1 trillion.
Well, I think the Russians like him, but that's a separate story.
Sure. David Paul, long story.
David Paul, Managing Director of VectorVest, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Zach.